Well, good morning. It is 6:14 a.m. on Saturday. May 20th. Sorry, got lost in the idea of Saturday for a while there. May 20th, 2023. 57 degrees, which is like halfway between 14 and 15 degrees Celsius. 81% humidity. As I commence my stroll along the Willamette River, it winds its way through, Portland, Oregon. I just realized I didn't check the ships. Welcome to the Rivercast, y'all. I remembered I wanted to check and see if the ships had shifted. And they have. The Ocean Voyage? The Ocean Voyage is gone. And the SS Honesty has shifted forward. So apparently, not only are they active, but they are in a queue and move forward. Now, the next thing to see is, does the Ocean Voyage come back next week? I don't know. That may be a bit ambitious, but all right, mystery solved. Cool, moving on. So yesterday I had lunch with Danny. We went to the Berea taco truck and I wanted to branch out on the menu, and so I just had last time I was there, I had the queso birria. I forget. It's the top thing on the menu, and it's beautiful, and it's got the cheese and the stuff, and it's huge and delicious, and they cook it perfectly. And I wanted to branch out on the menu and see what else they had, so I went down just to the regular old Berea tacos, and they were delicious, but they weren't as good as the queso burrito. Oh my God, that was so good. Because Danny had ordered that, and it was, yeah. It was all that and more. So, that was cool. And then, basically, office gave everybody the afternoon off. Said, if you don't have any active accounts or meetings, then be on your way. So we just kind of strolled around for a while. I actually took her up to Jameson Square and showed her the fountain there. We sat on the bench and just chatted for, hours. on the way up. So I passed by this a dozen times, and I kind of thought it was a joke because it always seemed like it was closed when I walked by, but there was a robot barista shop that I've passed by on 11th, 10th Street. Every time I go by there, I see it. It's like, robot barista, right. Well, when we walked by, it was open. And Danny asked if I've been in there. It's like, it's never been open. Let's go in. And it's not a shtick. It's an actual thing. They have these robotic arms that, once you place your order, there was actually a human there taking your order. But once the order is in, the robot arms grab the cup and spin it around, and they get the coffee and they tamp it down and they put it in and blah, blah, blah. It is like if Detroit had gotten into coffee instead of cars, this is what we would have had. It was exactly like that. It was awesome. That was so cool. But it was, I technically wasn't playing hooky, and technically neither was she, but the feeling of being out and about on a Friday afternoon was very much hooky-like, which was kind of cool. And God, the more I learn about her, the more astonished I am. And yeah, it was a fabulous, fabulous afternoon. And she's really quite lovely as well, so that certainly doesn't hurt, right? But yeah, and let's see, what else? Yeah, that was it. Finished up my recordings for the day. And yeah, okay. So I found out bananas spike my blood sugar. Oh, speaking of which, 114 is where I'm at this morning. But bananas, older bananas especially, holy smokes, I discovered what the alarm sounds like on the app that tracks my glucose. I had a banana. I knew bananas spiked my blood sugar, but I've never had it spike out of into the red, into the alarm worthy levels. So, okay, good to know. And Allie actually made a good point that it's not just this food, but what did you have before this food? And, you know, how much exercise did you have that day? There are a lot of factors that go into it. And I had just noshed on some gnocchi not too much earlier. So maybe that combined with that did the thing and set off my alarm. But, and it shot back down again. So, but that was a bit of a startling moment as I'm sitting there watching a movie and all of a sudden, bleep, bleep, bleep. Yikes. Steel Bridge. Woohoo. And yes, I got my new carafe, so I'm savoring the full hit of coffee this morning. So got a ping from Brother Joe in St. Louis yesterday, and he shared with me. Joe and I had this moment in St. Louis when I was living out there. He and I just hit each other's lives at just the right time and really kind of stoked each other's fires, creatively speaking. And God, when was that? I'm trying to remember timing. So this was, okay. Anyway, he shared with me some tunes that he had wrote and produced, full instrumental songs that he had produced back in 2001. And they're freaking rocking. Dude had the rock and roll voice. He's got the composition. He's got the full production all the way around. It's just like he sent me an album. And that was 2001. Here we are, 22 years later. And looking back on that, and it's interesting, looking back not with regret or anything, mostly just looking back in wonder and delight at what had been created. And how important it was back then. It was all we could see, all he could see. It was vital that these songs get writ. And looking back with the eyes of age, smiling fondly, that's like, yeah, I remember that time. Well, 2001, that, not the year so much as the feeling when something is so vitally important that it's all you see, that it fills your eyes. There are a lot of fishermen on the river today. And that one's got someplace to be, clearly. He's hauling cookies. But I remember when I was gonna be a vagabond going from Renfair to Renfair to sell artwork that I was making. That was the plan. Build up a stock of art and then just make just enough, maybe a little bit more, to go and spend a life on the road. And other projects of orders of magnitude that just seemed so important. And, you know, in the moment, they were. And they absolutely were that important. But time shifts your perspective. And different priorities take precedence. Oh, look, a hummingbird. How cool is that? Are you going to let me take your picture? I would love to take your picture. I don't think he's going to let me. Let's try. I think he's gonna freak out. Maybe not. Dude. Hummingbird. Beep. Thank you, sir. Wow. Maybe that'll be the morning pick. That's awesome. This area is, I've seen hummingbirds here before. So apparently, they get what they want, they get what they need here. I will keep my eyes peeled in the future. But being able to look back and stand in awe of something you did, you know, a performance, a poem, a podcast, something that you can look at and go, yeah, that was nice. And I've been trying to rekindle that fire, that burn for, I want something to fill my eyes like those projects did, like that vagabond dream did. I was talking with Allie about this last week sometime. We hadn't really come to any conclusions, but it was a topic of conversation. That's something that it's still on my mind. But I think I need to understand more about where I am now. Because I think in order to catch that fire, to have something fill your sight like that. I think you need to be, I don't know. Certainly requires a certain swaggering arrogance, and I mean that in a good way, to embark on something ambitious like that. And heedlessly, fearlessly, knowing that whatever the outcome is, it's going to be fabulous. Maybe that's the key. Anyway, I'm passing under the Broadway Bridge, so I'm going to call that a walk for a Saturday. God, it looks like they're loading up the SS Honesty. There's a haze of something around it, like concrete dust or something. Anyway, I hope you have a lovely weekend. I hope you have a chance to be surprised by someone and play hooky with them. Morning. I hope, yeah. Have a fabulous weekend. And always do hold in the back of your mind the wisdom of Brother Zigzag. Despite everything, create. Create. Say yes. Seize those moments and opportunities. Because that's just creating opportunity. Or maybe just acknowledging an opportunity and affirming it. But, yeah. And I will say, to love fearlessly. That goes with the whole saying yes thing too. And I'll do the same. No walk tomorrow. Taking the day. But I will talk to you soon.